This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is May Day, when labor unions and other groups traditionally march in favor of workers' rights, and immigrant rights will be a major focus this year as President Trump pursues a tougher line at the border. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Hundreds of thousands of immigrants are striking and marching for the annual workers' protest. Organizers throughout the country are expecting this year's march to be the largest in years. Brenda Valladares is with the activist group Concecha. She is an immigrant herself from Peru. She says after November, everybody's talking about immigration.
We've seen this increase in anti-immigrant rhetoric that's everywhere.
She says their group is trying to educate immigrants about the power they have, both through labor strikes and also through boycotting certain anti-immigrant companies. Jesus Hernandez works for Market Hall Foods in Oakland. He's originally from Cuba. He says the company is closing its doors on Monday in support of immigrant workers, but also because many of the people who work there will be marching. A lot of the people are immigrants, he tells me. The bosses, the owners, they're also immigrants. They have a lot of immigrant workers, and most importantly, they respect that they have a lot of consumers and clients that are immigrants. Like many other businesses are finding out, the immigrant community has a lot of purchasing power and can affect their bottom line. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.